Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 3 of Gotham, The Balloon Man, written by John Stevens and directed by Dermot Downes. So, after three episodes, I've kind of pinpointed the problem that I'm really having with Gotham, and it was the main plot of this episode that really solidified that for me. Here it is. I'm not sure whether we're supposed to be taking this all seriously or not. And frankly, I'm not sure the show knows whether it wants to take this seriously either. Its visual style is reminiscent of the down-to-earth, gritty Nolan Batman films, but its content is straight out of 1966 Adam West Batman. Which is fine. I love Adam West Batman, but there's a clash of tonality that the show still isn't working out. The main plot of tonight's episode involves Gotham's first vigilante, known as the Balloon Man, and played by Dan Bacadal. This vigilante is taking corrupt public figures and tying them to weather balloons, killing them by making them float high up in the air. The problem with this is that it looks absolutely ridiculous. I laughed every time it happened, and I laughed even harder when one victim fell and landed on an old lady. But the show plays it completely straight, like no one involved seemed to realize that this is a ludicrous situation. This case of the week proved to be fairly dull, but it didn't end up planting one important seed in another plot. That would be the short scenes with Alfred and Bruce this week. They were fine, if nothing totally special. I did like their more loving relationship on display this week rather than the hard-edged portrayal last week, but Bruce watching the news at the end and essentially forming Batman's one rule to not kill people right then and there was easily the finest scene of the episode. It was also the only time that the show's foreshadowed of the future, in this case Bruce becoming Batman, and I actually found it bearable. Otherwise, we see some more of Oswald Cobblepot, and he kills at least two more people tonight. His body count is already getting pretty high, and it's only the third episode. I'd be a little more shocked at this point if he didn't kill anybody once in a while. He met Sal Moroni tonight, which will likely come up again later, but for now, that threat is left open. We also see a little bit more of Fish Mooney and Carmine Falcone, but not much movement on that front either. But the overall best stuff tonight came from an unlikely place. Montoya and Allen's investigation into Gordon allegedly murdering Cobblepot. I'll admit, I'm more intrigued by the concept than the execution. Montoya's scene with Barbara, while establishing they used to be lovers and drug addicts, didn't really add much to the proceedings. But I did like when they confronted Gordon head-on, and I hope this becomes a much bigger deal in the future. The murky morality of Gordon's actions has the potential to be a series in and of itself, so it's disappointing to see it relegated to the D-plot of an episode. I did think the Balloon Man effectively built on the events of the previous episode by having the Balloon Man's actions be influenced by the child-snatching incident. And, though it was a little disappointing Selina Kyle's big cliffhanger last week was swept under the rug pretty quickly, her scene with Gordon tonight was fun, even though her motivations still aren't exactly clear. But this show really needs to figure out what it wants to be and stick with it. If you're going to go for the ridiculous, commit to it. Let Gordon crack a smile, let the show be a little lighter. Otherwise, you get episodes like The Balloon Man. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.